right, welcome to Fantasy Sports Quadcast. This is our Week 5 Thursday Night Football Preview. I got my man OG in the building.
Hi, guys.
I got my man Mr. Peters in the building.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
All right. Welcome in, welcome in. Before we get started, though, let's go ahead and pay these bills. All right, welcome back. So this week's matchup, we got the Indianapolis Colts at the Denver Broncos.
That's pretty accurate right there.
Yeah. Let's talk about how these primetime games have been absolute garbage.
It's just not great.
No, the selection is there. Everyone thought the Colts were going to be decent. You know what I mean?
I didn't.
Division winners last year. Tennessee, but...
Yep.
But pretty good. I mean, you know, he had Jonathan Taylor. Matt Ryan, everyone thought was an upgrade over Carson Wentz. No. Ross has been cooking up trash.
Wrong.
So, I guess I can see where they scheduled it correctly, but the teams have just not been great. I don't know. I guess let's start off with who'd you take? Peters, who do you got, man?
I took the Denver Broncos in this one. They're a tough team to beat at home. Yeah, that tough defense.
Mile High, I think they're going to win. Hard to play. Hard to play in Mile High. I could see that. I also took Denver. But I will say, caveat to that is, I thought Denver would be better than they are right now. I also thought Indy would be better. But I really did. I thought Russ would at least be decent. He hasn't even been decent. I mean, Geno has blown him out of the water. I think, Peters, you shared a stat with us last night. I think Geno Smith has doubled the touchdowns Russell Wilson and half the interceptions. So,
it's something like that.
Y'all need to quit hating on Geno.
Russell big time.
It's pretty bad. Who do you got in this one, OG?
I threw a curveball out there. I took Denver.
Oh, so we all took Denver.
We did.
Great. Indianapolis is going to win with, you know, who'd you say starting for them in the backfield?
You know, you can call it starting, but I don't really. Naeem Hines is supposed to get the nod, but.
Naeem Hines.
But look out for Philip Lindsay, kids. This could be a revenge game for him.
What's crazy, though, is in Denver, they did just sign Latavius Murray because Melvin Gordon is actually questionable as well. So if you picked up Boone. He's probably going to get some burn this week. I don't know how much Latavius Murray gets, but he did just come off of the Saints practice squad and be their leading rusher and score a touchdown. So I've seen crazier shit happen. You know what I mean?
4:30 yesterday, the Broncos came out and said Melvin Gordon's going to be the lead back and carry the load this week. So regardless of whether he's questionable or not, they're expecting him to be their feature back.
To start it up, all right?
I would.
It looks like the Colts will be missing Shaq Leonard again, Jonathan Taylor, and they're starting defensive tackle. Yeah, they're going to be also missing their D tackle. So, I just...
Who's left?
Nobody good.
Pittman?
Yeah, but he was terrible last week.
He hasn't been relevant since week one.
No, do you have any shares of Pittman, Peters?
I don't have Pittman in any leagues this year.
No.
I was high on him, though. I wanted him.
He was getting taken off the board pretty early.
Matt Ryan throws an interception for every touchdown he throws, so he's, you know, 5-5.
He's pulling a Jameis.
Russ has only thrown for 980 yards, but he has 4 touchdowns, only a pick. He's just so inconsistent. These drives, like, they start out great, and it seems like once they get to, like, midfield of the 40, they just sputter out.
Yeah, Russ is usually known for his accuracy, and, man, 80 out of 131,
not great.
Not good.
Cortland Sutton, I mean, I think he's still poised to have a big game here.
Yeah, he's been decent.
Yeah.
He's definitely healthy, you can tell. Over-under's at 42. You guys taking in that? What you got?
I'm going to bash the under.
Smashing the under.
Only 3.5-point favorites. I think I take the Broncos minus the 3.5 in this one.
Yeah.
I don't see Indy covering
this. I'm taking the under. I'm taking the Broncos. Yeah. It's rough, though. You might want to avoid this one, guys. Don't parlay this game. I'll tell you what.
You know,
definitely not.
Save your money for Friday baseball, maybe. Maybe put something on there. Just save the dollars for Thursday. Be smart.
All right. You guys want to do some DFS for this
game? Oh, man. I'm down.
This one wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Cool.
I was able to spend a bunch of money. I'll tell you what. It dropped off, though. It went from like $5,000 down to like
$6.
$6. Yes. It was bad. I was like, oh, that guy's like $5,000. And then it was like, that guy's like $300.
Who is this guy?
Yeah. It's just like, ew, it was bad. Anyway, we'll save our captains for last. That's always fun.
All right.
I'll start at the bottom. I got Mike Boone. I wanted to see how he would do at 6,200.
Okay. Peters?
Right. I'm taking Nyheim Hines. He's going to be getting a load for Indianapolis, so $6,800. Why not?
Not bad.
My cheapest one was going to be the kicker for the Broncos, Mr. McManus, for $4,000. I think he's going to have a busy night.
Mr. McManus.
Hey, yo.
I took the kickers one night. It did not work out in my favor, but I've seen it where dudes like,
bash.
It, yeah, just smash with it. So.
Like I said, the kicker last week for, what was it, Minnesota? He scored. He had 5 field goals plus the extra points. So, solid day.
Yeah, my my second cheapest went from 6,200 up to 9,400. So, yeah, really quick. That was great.
Okay.
It was Mr. Sutton. A lot for him.
I also took Mr. Sutton. I'll get to another pick, but I took Sutton as well.
Okay.
I also took Sutton as well.
All right. Next for me was 9,600, Mr. Matt Ryan. Somebody's got to throw the ball, right?
No.
They're going to have to because they don't have any running backs.
Doesn't matter. They don't have a quarterback either. like.
Either way, I had so much money to spend. You guys will see why.
I took Melvin Gordon at 8,800 here. He's supposed to be the lead back. I feel like Denver does like to pound the rock. We have seen good things out of him at times. I think he's poised for a big night.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've got Melvin Gordon as well.
Okay. The next one I took, another one, 10,400, Mr. Russell Wilson himself.
He's cooking up dog shit, and I took him as well.
All right.
Same here, yep.
Okay. I feel like he kind of had to. And then I added my man Michael Pittman for 10,600.
Amen to that.
I did not take him.
Okay. No Michael Pittman for you.
What you got?
Nope. I got a cheaper one here. I got Jerry Jeudy for 7,800.
All right. Okay. A little JJ action. I like it.
Not bad.
Hoping he steps up.
If he pops one off, you know what I mean? Like, all it takes is one from him, streaker down the field. He's like Robbie Anderson type. Like, just you get that touchdown and a 10-point play. Like,
hit it and quit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bada bing. Done. All right, so
Captain. Captains,
here we go. So my captain's salary total was $1,800.
So he's going to suck and score you 0 points, Hurt?
Wow.
So actually, it was my man, and I'm going to give you some tidbits
on him. You
don't
even know this guy.
I don't, dude. I have no idea who this guy is, but apparently he has been on the field for 90% of the tight end snaps, and his name is Eric Saubert. Saubert, maybe. I don't know how to pronounce it. It might be French.
Doesn't sound good.
But he caught 2 of the targets last week for 25 yards and a TD, so he's been the only one to do it.
What's his average per week?
It's not good. 3 points.
Okay.
So
sounds great.
Non-existent the other 2 weeks.
Perfect. So this week,
but he's out snapping Albert O for the last 3 weeks.
So Albert O's definitely going for at least 50 yards this week, guys. Probably 4 catches, and he's probably going to find the end zone twice, so we're clear.
So you should start him up.
Peters, who's your captain?
My captain for 6,300, the Denver Broncos defense and special teams.
You son of a bitch. I knew you were looking at my phone from your house. I also took the Broncos D. I feel like with the Colts being this depleted, I feel like this defense is poised for a big night.
Mm. All right.
Oh, definitely. All they have to do is worry about Pittman. This one was
fun. Right.
Yeah, I guess if you shut down Pittman, they're going to be terrible. All right, so I'm switching my whole lineup to just Denver Broncos because this is going to be a shutout.
That's what all I started was Pittman. Everybody else is a Bronco. How many calls did you take?
I stacked it with Ryan. I did. I got Ryan.
Well, Peter says what? You have just Hines?
Just Hines.
Yeah. Mm. See?
Yeah, I guess that's where it's at, man. Hopefully Russ can cook something up, though. I want this to be a better game than it's going to be, but it's probably not.
I want this to be a blowout. Like, I want this to be like Russell Wilson's, like, coming out party in Denver.
Ursay did come out and say, he was like, dude, check it out. Like, I'm tired of this. Like, you guys are on the hot seat. And Reich's like, what? And they're like, you keep picking trash. Like, Matt Ryan, Wentz last year, like, when are you going to go get me Lamar or Watson or the big name? I want the big name. You know what I mean? Why didn't we get Russ? Could you imagine what Russ would be doing? I feel like he'd be better down there.
Is it?
Maybe. He'd be inside.
Probably the same thing he's doing in Denver.
Is he?
All he has is Pittman right now. Taylor's hurt. What are you talking about? At least Denver has a little bit more.
All Ursay can do at this point is sit on the other side of the field and hope and wish he had him at this point, though. The what if is real because Matt Ryan is just Father Time caught up quick. It looks like Ben last year, like when Ben Roethlisberger just like fell off that cliff. Kind of like Tom Brady right now, like woof.
Should have gone out and got Teddy Bridgewater. Very serviceable.
Ugh. Haven't they played that? Didn't they play that
the
one?
The Colts? Already? No.
Oh, okay.
No, he hasn't been in that uniform yet.
It's like one of what? Five left. He's Chase Daniel over here,
we passed the trash, baby. What's up?
But anyway. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday night preview. Catch us on Sunday, 10:30 Central. We'll be live answering your lineup questions and breaking down each matchup.
I'm going to have a little bit. We're going to do a baseball show, too, preview the playoffs coming up. So look forward for that as well.
Hey, yo. Thank you guys for joining me. And FSQC out, baby.
See ya.